Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Minutes after the hour. I'm mostly an optimist. My name is Doug Steffen. Happy that you're here. I guess I would say I'm an optimist 80% of the time. What about it, ladies? Jennifer, Victoria, Kara?
I think that's true.
Yeah. Keep looking for the good stuff. And we do that. It's one of the hallmarks of the DJV program, which is here with the aforementioned ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Jennifer leads off with a poll that's been taken on the Foist Amendment. Yes, the freedom, a lot of people hide behind that. Matter of fact, I'm involved in a lawsuit right now. One person is trying to gum up the works of my new plan for the farm, and she's looking for information and expressing herself because the court said, well, you don't really have any merit. So she filed under the First Amendment, the freedom she has to speak her mind, which I found kind of creative, given the fact she didn't even have a lawyer. She's pretty smart. So what do? We kind of, I mean, we know it's not going to go anywhere, but it's still an interesting approach to things governmentally. Do we understand? I think a lot of people don't even understand what the First Amendment is, Jennifer. Do you think that's true or not?
I think that a lot of people don't understand why it's significant anymore. And that's why this makes me very nervous, I think. Because I don't know if this is a result of what we teach kids in school, but the poll is this.
Or don't teach kids in school.
Or don't, exactly. Yeah. A majority of Americans want the First Amendment rewritten. And if you drill down, 51% of millennials want fines or jail time for hate speech. Mm. Now, this is where I part company with those millennials, because who determines what is hate speech?
Exactly.
And part of maybe the greatest reason, the greatest right afforded to us is our freedom of speech in this country, and to move in a different direction is not the path I think is the best one. So here's what this poll says. More than 60% of Americans agree on restricting speech in some way. A slim majority, 51%, want to see the First Amendment rewritten to reflect the cultural norms of today. Now, the Campaign for Free Speech is the organization that conducted this survey, and the results indicate that free speech is under more threat than probably we previously thought. The findings, according to the executive director at this Campaign for Free Speech, say they're frankly extraordinary. Of the 1,004 respondents, young people were the most likely to support curbing free expression and punishing those who engage in hate speech. Nearly 60% of millennials, those are respondents between the ages of 21 and 38, agreed the Constitution goes too far in allowing hate speech in modern America and should be rewritten. That's compared to 48% of Gen Xers and 47% of baby boomers. A majority of millennials also supported laws that would make hate speech a crime. Of those supporters, 54% said violators should face jail time.
Really?
I'm just curious how they ask
ladies?
The questions, because if someone just came up to you on the street or in a poll and said, do you think hate speech should be illegal? Do you think someone should be punished for hate speech? Then I think people might say yes without thinking further into it, like about the First Amendment. I don't know, because people don't want hate speech. So I don't know. I think it just kind of depends on how it's asked. I don't support changing the First Amendment, but I do think that places like Twitter and Facebook and social media companies have a responsibility to do more about the hate speech
that
shows up on...
Here we are, back to Facebook. Yeah,
well,
back
because to Facebook. Those are private companies, and they have the ability to take action.
Set
and I think that is where the vast majority of hate speech happens, is on those social media platforms. And I don't really think that they do anything to quell that.
Mm-hmm.
No. Well, they would say they don't because the people have the right to express themselves and do crazy things, if that's what they're deemed. I thought it was interesting in tying that to an overview of Halloween and what is appropriate and what isn't appropriate. The witches that are plotting a spell against President Trump, the Bed Bath & Beyond jack-o'-lantern thing with blackface. At what point does this stop? I guess that's my... I never would have ever even thought, and you were asking me earlier about whether I ever went out to trick-or-treat, and I never did as a kid, but I decorated lots, so I used to actually have a lot of fun decorating pumpkins. I can remember cutting out the eyes and the nose and the mouth, and I can remember painting things on it and using black paint to do it. And apparently I'm a racist because I used black paint for eyes on a pumpkin. Again, back to, at what point does this become ridiculous? And the people who is complaining about it, sometimes these reactions happen before even anybody says anything about it. I said the same thing with the Pierre Trudeau thing. For God's sakes, it was 20-some-odd years ago.
Justin, excuse me.
Pierre was his father. He may have done more. His father was a character. So anyway, I think yeah, you can hear the exasperation of my voice. Kmart has removed a bride costume because there was backlash about that. But I didn't. I saw the blackface jack-o'-lantern at Bed Bath & Beyond. What's the story? Anybody know the story of the bride costume? What is that all
about?
No.
I haven't heard anything about it. The bride costume is inappropriate for kids because they've got these little child brides walking around. I'm so glad that I don't have to come up with a Halloween costume for kids anymore, because think about just how many rules there are. You can't be a hobo. You can't be an Indian. You can't be, what else is outlawed now? There's like so many different things. Now you can't be a child bride. I mean, there's just a lot of different rules that I don't think we all have to be kids.
If this is an $8 billion a year business, Halloween, what are people buying for outfits for the kids? Or what are they making? I like to think my sisters, I'm trying to remember what my sisters wore. I think my younger sister wore a tutu, frou-frou, what do they call them? The things that...
a tutu. You, yeah. Ballerinas,
Megan,
you mean?
I remember Megan did that once on Halloween, too. Dressed up, and, you know, had a little makeup on her face. And,
yeah, I mean, I think people are still characters from movies. Now they're characters from video games. Like, I haven't been to a Halloween store, but both my sisters have been shopping, and apparently Fortnite costumes are huge.
What's that?
It's a video game, so they have lots of different characters, and they all dance in specific ways and wear certain costumes. So people are dressing like that. My nephew is going to be something from a toy that kids play with. God, why can't I remember what it's called? Beyblades, which are just these little spinny tops. I have no idea how he's going to dress like a spinning top, but that we'll see about that. And then people from like TV shows. My other sister is going to be something from Stranger Things. So I think those are popular. It's just that you can't be a specific race of people, I guess.
Mm-hmm. The Stranger Things costumes I've seen a lot.
Yeah, there are a lot of those. You can be princesses. I don't know. I think there's still a lot of options, but just tell your kids to be a little bit more creative in what they're doing instead of buying something from a store.
Well, make something. That'd be even better.
Right.
Under the circumstances. All right, in a moment, we're going to examine the latest. Jennifer's going to give us an update on the wildfires. We've sort of let that go. Not as good a coverage of it while you were gone, Jen, but there are there's still evacuations happening because of the fires that continue in Southern California. So an update on that after this.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with SalonPause. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like SalonPause lidocaine patch. SalonPause lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver SalonPause box in the pain relief aisle. SalonPause, it's good medicine.
Sponsored by Hizamitsu.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I'd say hi to Sam Wells, David Foley, David Hoffman, Diane Julian, Earl Baim, Henry Richer, who just posted on Facebook. You guys discuss hate speech as if such language is defined or even exists. What's offensive to one many may not be to another. I don't care if you don't like what I say. I think that's what we kind of were saying, isn't it? But I don't really care what people
think. I don't think we were defining it, but I think true. That as yeah. people, we should care what other people think what we say.
Yeah.
And
I
do think care that about other
care,
people.
Right.
I
don't mean care it that about way. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. It depends on what you're talking about. Yeah.
I mean, just because you I don't agree have to with somebody stop. Doesn't mean I want to limit them from
yeah,
saying
Yeah, you
it.
Don't have to. Well, I'm not saying that. You don't have to stop talking just because other people don't like what you're saying. But I think that we should all be a little bit more conscious about how the things we say and do impact other people.
Exactly.
I think that's one of the problems
we
have.
If we are conscious, yes. Mm. California, here we come. Right back where I started from. So there are still strong winds that are affecting the wildfires. A lot of these storms are still pretty quick, moving around pretty fast here. How much over the last couple of weeks, Jennifer, you have any idea how many acres have been burned? How
a
many
lot.
Homes?
It's yeah. bad. You can actually still hear it in my voice because I'm... It's
smoke.
It really, it's smoke and yeah. the particulate that's in the air. Yeah, there are several, I think over five fires burning in California, and it's been a challenge because the response from the state has been to shut people's power off, and as they're
God.
Shutting people's power off, stuff is still burning. In fact, the fire that broke out on Thursday in Los Angeles, the Tick Fire, they shut down
the
power.
They call it a tick fire. Why is it
Because for whatever, must be like Tick Canyon or so. I don't know. Mm. But they call it the Tick Fire for whatever reason. And yeah. That one, they had just shut down the power to all the surrounding communities. And then literally like an hour later, the fire started. So it's not working. It's not effective. It's inconveniencing a lot of people. Mm. And the Northern and Southern California are just having a huge problem with these
maybe
winds, the dry
burn
conditions.
Burn up some of the rats. Because L.A. is the number two rat capital of the world, right? The
yeah, moment. Might.
That's
the yeah.
rats.
I think they all live at City Hall. I think that's where they're breeding.
So the rats are, anyway. 21 after the hour on today's DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Casey Musgraves in our musical focus here coming up on 24 after the hour. This hour is focused on a couple of relationship between this story and the next one, country music, etc. Casey is another amazing record on her hands. It's not music related this time. She and the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum received the Guinness World Record title for the world's largest display of coloring pages, which was on Tuesday, National Color Day. Full rainbow-shaped color display weighs 500 pounds, includes 1,500 coloring pages that were submitted by people from more than 30 states around the country. The museum's Mike Kerb Conservatory houses the spectacle under the Casey Musgraves All of the Colors exhibition, which runs through June of next year. Musgraves appeared at her own exhibit to accept the plaque next to the museum's CEO, Kyle Young. The Instagram caption read, "Thank you to everyone who sent in pages or came to color with us. The record belongs to you as well." So what do we know about this? Mike Kerb was a instrumentalist and arranger in 1670.
Yeah, I was going to ask Victoria if you know anything else that's in the exhibit besides the giant rainbow. Just the rainbow?
No, she's got the whole exhibit of Casey's stuff is there. So it's
like
part of that.
Is it like all her clothes?
It's her clothes. Oh. And it's remember that big pink tutu dress that she wore? That's part of it. It's her instruments, some handwritten lyrics. Kind of like a typical, you know, Country Music Hall of Fame exhibit.
Huh. I would like that because all her clothes are very sparkly and fun.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure it's lots of rainbows and glitter and, yeah.
All right, so there's that story. Let's move along now to the celebration of the new YouTube original documentary, The Gift, The Journey of Johnny Cash. Streaming company has announced plans for the first Cash Fest in Nashville. That's kind of interesting, isn't it, huh? Scheduled for the 10th of next month at the War Memorial Auditorium. The event will include performances of a lot of Johnny Cash's music, a wide-ranging group, good mix here of artists. Little Big Town, L. King, Cage the Elephants, Matt Schultz, and Midland. Additional artists participating in the Review Style show presented in partnership with the Johnny Cash Trust and the Best Fest include Perry and Eddie Farrell, Judah and the Lion, Grace Potter, Todd Snyder, Ketch Secor, John Oates from Hall & Oates. That's an interesting combination. Yeah. Tickets are on sale. Proceeds will go to the Music Cares Foundation. Its mission is to help musicians when they are in crisis. Attendees also get to see clips of the documentary, which will be released as I... Well, is it in concert with this event in November? When is this the gift, the Johnny Cash gift?
That's going to be on YouTube.
Oh, November 11th. Yeah, so it is. Yeah, right after that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Great in cooperation with the Cash Estate, helmed by director Tom Zimney, who did the Springsteen on Broadway thing. The 90-minute feature, I want to see this. I want to see this.
Well, it'll features. Be free, so you can.
Plans to be downloaded, right? By
no, you just go to YouTube.com. YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. No, I mean, there's something that just gets me about him. It grabs me.
Yeah.
There's
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. And the consistency of how his guitar, I don't know how he did that, but the guitar always sounds the same, doesn't it?
Yeah. He has his own sound. Yeah.
It's a deep, yeah, it's like the guitar was made for him. Or he was made for the guitar, maybe. That probably is. Johnny Cash in the focus here, appropriately, 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Oh, I never got over those blue eyes.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter, so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United States will send armored vehicles and combat troops into eastern Syria to keep oil fields from potentially falling into the hands of Islamic State militants, according to United States Secretary of Defense Mark Esper.
To ensure that we can deny ISIS access to the oil fields, because we want to make sure that they don't have access to the resources that may allow them to strike within the region, to strike Europe, to strike the United States. But the mission in Syria remains what the mission in Syria began with. It's always been about defeating the ISIS coalition.
Though Trump repeatedly said he's pulling out of Syria, the reality on the ground is still different. Adding armored reinforcements in the oil-producing area of Syria could mean sending several hundred U.S. troops, even as a similar number are being withdrawn from a separate mission closer to the border with Turkey. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Four at the hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. I'll try that again, Doug.
I know,
with Jennifer Horn.
That's what I meant to say.
Victoria Keelan is here, as usual. Kara Schillen at the controls. Everything is right with the world. Everybody is where he or she is supposed to be, with the exception of Scott Israel, the now former Broward County Sheriff. Took him a long time to do this, Victoria. And actually, the fact that the Senate voted to get rid of him, I thought was pretty significant. This is kind of like an impeachment, isn't it? The manner of speaking?
I guess. He's been suspended. Then they went through a vote in the Senate to remove him. So he has now officially been removed for negligence following the two shootings that occurred within his term. Of course, that was the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting, which left 17 kids dead, and then a 2017 shooting at the Fort Lauderdale Airport where another five people were killed. And that both of those happened on his watch. And so Governor Ron DeSantis has he issued an executive order that suspended Israel in January, and then the Senate took over and voted, and he's gone now. Now he
so
says
is this power for the governor?
The
well, is it, what, is he a Republican and the rest of the Democrats or the other way around? Or is it?
DeSantis wasn't the governor then, I don't
no,
think.
No, it was Rick Scott.
Yeah.
Scott was. Yeah.
This isn't cover for the governor. This is a guy who didn't run into the school when he should have.
Right.
Well, who worked for Israel. right?
No, Israel, the guy himself, the sheriff. Scott
Israel.
Thought
there was somebody else that they, wasn't there somebody else?
Other people got fired on a lower level, deputies and stuff like that, but this is the guy, this was at the top. I don't know if he actually told his deputies not to go forward into the school, but there was something, I don't remember specifically now.
Sticky
but,
about it.
There was something there, yeah.
Got what he deserved anyway. Here's a story from Bangladesh. People even know where Bangladesh is. No one would have known where it was unless the Beatles came along. That's how I learned where
it
was.
Is that why? Really?
Yeah, no, seriously.
It didn't exist before the Beatles?
It did, but nobody knew where it was. And I'm going to bet that because a lot of people don't even remember much about the Beatles these days, that they don't know anything about Bangladesh, which is a very backward sort of religious encounter. If you ever get a chance to take a trip over there, the principal of a religious school among 16 people who were sentenced to death yesterday for the murder of a teenage girl. She was killed because she refused to withdraw a complaint of sexual harassment against the principal. This is a religious school. Bangladesh is a sort of religious, it's thought of as a religious commune, if you will, like an entire country that's a religious commune. And I find these sorts of things, when you appreciate, as much as we say often we feel that our country isn't the shining light in the dark anymore, when it comes to stuff like this, you got to appreciate where you are. Even though there are things that go on here, that you know, you look at that story of the husband and the wife. That she was a teacher. I forget what he did, and they're you know being tried on all kinds of sexual harassment and issues that I don't even want to talk about. And you know, so we have weird people doing really salacious things in our country, but. I don't know. I think you find the fact that this man he was going to kill this girl and then did.
Well, he didn't.
Well,
yeah. So she filed. She went to the school. She filed a complaint with the police that he was sexually harassing her. And then a few days later, I guess the police filmed her. I don't know if it was for evidence or what they filmed her during her, you know, discussion with them. That video got out, and then about 16, 17 guys lured her onto the top of the roof of the school and burned her alive.
Oh,
which is a horrible, horrible thing.
Oh, my God.
And I guess the only thing that we can be glad about is, you know, while we're talking about maybe disgusting things that have happened in this country, that at least the judicial system seems to be working in some way because they're all going to be sentenced to death, which, I don't know. It's a huge loss of life for what purpose?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it all boils down to back to gender issues around the world. I thought it was interesting that Meghan Markle showed up this week talking about gender equality. It's been a big thing on the fall agenda at the United Nations. And what Meghan said was that gender equality can't happen without men being a part of it.
Absolutely.
What do you suppose when she
they
has
need
that
to
conversation?
Be our allies.
Yeah, well, we all have to work together and understand what the issues are, it seems to me. According to a recent survey, nearly one in three women feel there is a gender gap when it comes to the workplace, especially with not much signs of improvement. Let's listen to Jim Smith go over the details.
According to a new Harris Poll survey, a gap still exists between how men and women feel about gender workplace equality. Doris Savron, Vice Provost of Academic Colleges at University of Phoenix, explains.
85% of men believe they have equal opportunity to show their worth in the workplace, while only 73% of women believe they do. Women should be willing to self-advocate in their careers if they want to gain access to equal opportunities. Speak up, share your ideas, and volunteer for high-priority projects.
Women and men must work together to improve workplace equality.
Sometimes women are excluded from important meetings or decision-making sessions, which can impact their careers and professional growth. Men can lobby for change by amplifying the voice of women. By creating mentorship opportunities, both men and women leaders can help their female colleagues by sharing their expertise and inviting them to participate in leadership tasks.
Visit phoenix.edu to learn more.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
And now, a thought from Geico Motorcycle.
It took 15 minutes to purchase the gas station egg salad. Eat the gas station egg salad. And regret the gas station egg salad as you presented numbers to the board. To add insult to injury, you could have used those 15 egg salad minutes to switch your motorcycle insurance to Geico.
Uh-oh.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on motorcycle insurance.
Hello, Saver. At Walgreens, we like the way you save on things. Take afternoon matinees. You know they have the same endings as full-price movies. And co-pays on Medicare Part D prescriptions. You can get them for as low as $0 with select plans. So when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy, you know you're saving smartly. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. $0 co-pay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
It's time on the DJV program to understand sports betting. We've started a series of overviews of how you can get involved, what it's all about, sort of the school of sports betting, thanks to the help from Adam Burns, who is the sports book manager for betonline.ag. That's betonline.ag. So let's start with the baseball playoffs and what's going on there. A lot of people favored the Astros, but as we're having this conversation going into the weekend, Nationals are ahead 2-0. What does that do to the odds? And should people be, once you bet, can you change your bet? Or once the bet is in, you got to play it?
No, basically, I mean, once you put your bet in, if you bet on the series, you're correct that Houston was about 1-3 or minus 300 favorites. The Nationals were just over 2-1 to win the series. So anyone who got their bet in on the Nationals is looking pretty good right now. And personally, I bet on the Nationals at over 2-1.
Ah, yeah. All right. But it's too late to be betting on it now anyway, right?
Well, you can still get in on it, and now the Nationals are favored, about minus 200.
So not going to have any kind of impact. You're not going to get the kind of dough out of it, yeah. Exactly.
So they're the favorites to win it all now.
All right. So there you go. Things change there. All right. Next up, a focus on, let's talk about college football before we talk about professional football. College football, games, teams, the odds are on whom this weekend when it comes to some of these big games. I'm going to an Ohio State game in a couple of weeks, and I said, okay, what time does the game start? The guy says, I don't know, because they change every week depending on how the teams play. I didn't know that. That's something that's been going on for a while, I guess, right? Some of these big teams?
Yeah, sometimes they do that just to have it in prime time. You know, college football right now is sort of at the spot where it's narrowing down to, you know, maybe six teams that have a chance to actually make the playoffs and win. You know, obviously Ohio State is covered pretty much every week.
Is it?
You know, last week there were 17-point favorites, and they absolutely destroyed. You know, and then you look at Clemson, Alabama. Okay, Alabama's quarterback is hurt, so that changed up the odds a bit. But you got Clemson, Alabama, Notre Dame even has a chance. College football is interesting because it's not like other sports. It's kind of voted on, right? So
yeah,
you have to be careful when you put up odds on these things and saying, like, who's going to win the championship, who's going to win the game. It's different than NFL or NBA and stuff like that. So college football is one of the things we really put emphasis on, you know, how we put up our lines and how we put up our bets to win the whole championship and to make the playoffs.
Have you updated the odds for the playoff chances now? We look at the NFL. The situation is changing as we're getting deep into the season. What's changing in the various conferences?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I mean, the NFL, there's been so many injuries this year that it kind of makes it a little bit interesting, right? You know, you had Breeze out. He might play this week. You had Roethlisberger out. But if you look now, I mean, it depends what team you want to talk about.
Well, I'm looking at the playoffs. The wagering is beginning now, getting close enough so we can start seeing some serious bets on who's going to make the playoffs. Yes, the Dolphins and playoff.
Well, the Dolphins, I mean, they have no chance.
Yeah.
But they're awful.
Well, they even win a game, I guess. Yeah. People betting on that, I bet. Yeah?
Yeah, well, we have it at about 3-2 that they'll go winless.
Really?
But I think I said, I don't know if it was on this show, but I've said it before that they play the Jets twice. So,
yeah,
you know,
someone
has to win those games. So
right.
it's interesting, but
yeah, it is.
I mean, you have odds up on all that stuff. And I think right now, though, like if you would ask me, Adam Burns, who's going to be in the finals of the Super Bowl, I would say Patriots, Packers. Mm-hmm. And that would be probably one of the best epic games.
Really?
That ever happened.
Packers,
and,
yes, down 9-250 and no, or up 210. So people are looking at the Packers, obviously, and they're figuring, all right, there's something there. Good advice. A lot of good information. A lot of fun, actually. You can spend a lot of time at betonline.ag and come away. Maybe you bet a little bit. Maybe you just want to see what wagering is all about. It's good education as much as anything else. So, Adam, thank you. Adam, the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back. permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
At the hour, it's time for a visit with our auto expert, Nick Miles is here. Well, actually, he's not here. He's there. He's usually there and not here. This week, he's in Japan, in Tokyo at the Motor Show. And I want to find out what the latest is from the Japanese sector. I'm expecting that's what the highlight is of the Japanese car show. You wouldn't expect there'll be a lot of German cars there, but then you can never tell. Getting to Nick in a moment. A lot of car names are warm and inviting, indicating their safety or reliability. Some cars that are around, some of the automobiles, have intentionally scary names. See, this is, I guess it's spooky. This is the Halloween time of the year. Jay Curtis gives us some of the names.
With Halloween on the way, our friends at Auto Trader are looking for some cars with spooky names. Brian Moody, executive editor at Auto Trader.
The Dodge Challenger SRT Demon is one of the most powerful cars on our list, cranking out 808 frightening horsepower, which gives its competitors plenty to be afraid of. Another perfectly spooky named car is the Ford F-150 Raptor. It's fast, scary, and you don't want to get in its way.
According to Moody, these intentionally spooky names tell drivers about their scary fast performance, making consumers wanting to get behind the wheel even more.
We also have the Rolls-Royce Phantom, the ultimate luxury sedan. It's the ghost that haunts all other luxury cars with its sheer opulence. There's also the Rolls-Royce Wraith, which is an old Scottish word for ghost or spirit. The old-school luxury coupe is a bit of a throwback but has a decidedly modern look and a cool-sounding name.
For the complete list, visit autotrader.com.
All right, before we get to the Japanese cars, Nick, Subaru announcing it's recalling 400,000 vehicles in the U.S. to fix problems with engine computers and debris that falls into the engine. Where are the Subarus made? I've forgotten. Why are you laughing?
Well, the Japan, but there's also a plant in Indiana, just outside Indianapolis.
They make the Ascent there, which is their big SUV, plus the Legacy is made. Their Legacy first car that they ever made in the United States, by the way. They pump a huge amount of those out. Yeah, Subaru had a bad time of it, Doug. They had the Takata airbag scandal. They had to do all those being recalled. And they're actually pretty solid cars. I mean, you know, if you're in a Subaru, it'll get you through almost any kind of weather condition. So it just seems unfortunate they've been hit with another recall. But at this point, the recall is not sure how, we're not sure how serious it is. There's no do not drive your car. At this point, notice going out. It's just a please get it fixed as soon as possible notice.
The first one, apparently the engine computer can take can keep powering the ignition coil after the motor has shut off. That would cause a short circuit, blow a fuse probably. And then there's a bunch of Imprezas that have a problem. The aluminum positive crankcase ventilation valve falls apart. Okay. The debris falls into the engine. That's not too cool.
Yeah, I mean, if that happens, of course, you've probably got to replace at least the parts of the engine that get damaged as well. Computer stuff is fairly easy to fix. It's just flashing the software. Parts that fall apart, not good news, unfortunately.
Well, there are a lot of Subarus in this country. I'd forgotten they were made, I don't know why, in Japan. They seem to be not like the other cars. So what are you seeing there at the Tokyo Motor Show? The big brands are Toyota, right, and Honda.
Toyota. What does it do? Yeah, I mean, Toyota and Lexus are kind of leading most of the show stuff here, and Nissan as well as Honda. They do have a lot of stuff. You know, Tokyo Olympics coming in the summer of 2020, so there's a lot of transportation around that. But Lexus unveiled this LF30, which is this new car. Instead of having an engine or a motor of some kind, it has four different motors and one inside each wheel, which is kind of a novel and unique way to approach powering a car. I actually may have driven this car. I may not be allowed to talk about it publicly, and it may be quite stunning. But I will tell you, this changes the dynamic. Have you ever seen how a tank works where they just power one side or the other on those tracks and it turns left or right? Well, imagine there's two. You can power the right wheel and the vehicle will turn left, or you could power the left wheels and the vehicle will turn right. So it changes the whole dynamic of driving the car.
Kind of like driving a bulldozer, where you pull the brakes on one side. It is. That's the
kind
same
of.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
So what's the power for the motors on the wheels? Where do they get their power? It's electric?
Electric batteries. So they're electric motors. They're in the wheels themselves. They call it posture control, the way it drives, and it has a lot of really interesting stuff. I drove something that's going to be in it today, some of the technology, and the steering wheel changes its ratio as you turn a corner. So it's very futuristic.
Nick Miles reporting from the Tokyo Motor Show on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.